Hi, welcome. My name is Miao Zhang. I am from the Azure API Management team. In this video, I'm going to demonstrate the new advanced request throttling policies we just released to Azure API Management. Being able to throttle incoming requests is a key role of Azure API Management service, either by controlling the rate of requests or the total requests or data transferred. To date, the rate throttling policies have been limited to being scoped to a particular subscription key. This is useful in many cases. However, there are scenarios where this is not good enough. For example, if I have a mobile application which calls my API, there might be multiple users using this application who might be sharing the same subscription key. In this case, it is possible that a single user of this application will consume the entire quota and prevent other customers from being able to use the application. Therefore, we might want to set the rate limit policy or quota policy based on the IP address of the end user rather than the subscription key. The new rate limit by key and the quota by key policies we just released provide a significantly more flexible solution to traffic control. These new policies allow you to define expressions to identify the keys that will be used to track traffic. Now let me show you how to use these policies. Okay, I am in the publisher portal of my API management instance. Now let me go to policies. And if I choose my starter product here, you can see I already have two policies configured. These are the old rate limit and quota policies based on the subscription key. Now let me show you how to add the new policies. First, let's add the new rate limit policy. So you can find it on the right hand side here called limit call rate per key. And the old policy has been renamed to limit call rate per subscription. So for the first two attributes, let's use the same values here as the old policies. So let's say we want to allow 5 calls every 60 seconds. And the counter key is the new attribute here, which allows you to define the expression to be used to track API usage. So if I use context.subscription.id here, then this policy will be exactly the same thing as the old one. So let's change it to use the IP address. All I need to do is just to change this expression to be context.request.ip address. And let me remove this part. And the increment condition is also a new attribute which allows you to control when to increase the counter. For example, you may not want to increase the counter if the backend returns a failed response, right? So we can specify the expression to check the response from the backend. So let's say we only want to increase the counter when the backend returns a response which has a status code greater than 200 and less than 400. So this condition will be checked upon receiving the response from the backend, and we will not increase the counter if the backend returns a, for example, a 500 response. Okay, so now let's add the new quota policy. You can also find it on the right-hand side here called set usage quota per key. And for the calls and the renew period, let's also use the same values as before. So we want to allow 100 calls every week, per week. And we don't want to set a quota for bandwidth, so let's just remove it. For the counter key, we will use the same thing. We will use the IP address. And the first period start is also a new attribute, which allows you to control the start time of this counter. So let's say we want to just use the default value here. And for the increment condition, we will also be using the same thing from the previous policy. Okay, so now the new policies has been added. Let's remove the old policies and save. All right, so the new policies have been saved. Now we will be throttling incoming requests based on the IP address rather than the subscription key. Another thing I want to point out here is that the old policy can only be applied on the product level, but for the new policies, you can also apply them on the API or operation level. Thanks for watching the video. I hope it is useful. If you have any questions, please feel free to reach out to me directly. Thank you.